When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here.
Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community-minded just like you.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Indiana 811.
Hello?
Yes, you should contact 811 before digging, no matter how big or small the project.
Hello?
So, you want to put up a fence, plant a tree, and put in a new mailbox. We'll have someone sent to locate utilities for free within 2 working days.
Avoid damages or injury. Call 811 or visit 811now.com before you dig.
Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, this station, and the Indiana Broadcasters Association.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero, brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guest is Frankfort Main Street Executive Director Kim Stevens. Kim, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine. Looks like the weather's going to be perfect for a little event you got going this weekend.
It does look perfect. Thank goodness it's this week and not last week.
Oh, gosh. I mean, as I've said all along, we got a little bit of a break last week because at least it was cloudy a little bit and at least there was a breeze. But, you know, but this weekend just looks perfect.
It does look perfect, and that's just what we ordered.
Yeah. So how important is it for you to be to doing number 25 this weekend?
Oh, my goodness. It's very important. I think it's a great milestone for our community. You know, festivals today especially are very it's very difficult to keep them going. You know, volunteers are becoming a very difficult
scarce.
Yes, they're becoming very scarce. And, you know, everybody's just busy and, you know, school's going to start a little earlier this year. And so you've got people trying to get their vacations in. So, you know, that is probably one of our biggest concerns is just making sure that we have enough volunteers for everything that we've got going on. And because it is our 25th anniversary, we do have a few more things happening. So, you know, and our security will be beefed up even more than it has been in the past. So those are all things that, you know, on the inside we worry about a little bit every day. So, but no, we're so excited that this is our 25th year and looking forward to sharing with the community what we're bringing to the festival.
When you first started this back 25 years ago, did you ever envision this going this long?
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, I haven't been involved for 25 years. I've only been involved for, this will be my 18th festival.
Okay.
So, you know, one of the things that I learned right away is you've got to do something every year that brings a little bit of a wow factor for people. You can't continue to do the same things over and over again. You know, they do like consistency, like, you know, placing our vendors that have returned year after year back in a very similar or close to the same spaces they had the year before. That gives people familiarity with the not only the merchants or the vendors, but also just kind of the feel of the festival. And then bringing some events that everybody loves. This is our 11th year to do the dachshund racing. And I think every year we have more and more dachshunds at race. And, you know, it's just a fun thing to watch. And it's a great opportunity to get out and have a good time with your family, with your dog. So
it's 11 years for this already.
11 years for the dachshund racing. Isn't that crazy?
I didn't think it'd been quite that long.
Yep, it's been a long time.
Okay, now you got that again, but also you have the ultimate air dog. So what exactly is that going to be?
Oh, my goodness. If you have never seen this, I would encourage you to go Google it. Just Google Ultimate Air Dogs or the Incredible Dog Challenge. This is where we have a 40-foot dock and a 40-foot pool that your dog and the owner will run down the dock, and you toss something in the water, and the dog, you know, they're scored on how far they go or how high they jump. There are different competitions that they can compete in, but you know, most dogs like water. Not all dogs can swim, which I'm just finding this out. However, it's great exercise for them. It's great exercise for you, and it's a great family event. And it's one of the fastest growing sports right now. So
I had never heard of it, and that's why I asked that question. So we got a caller here, and I think you're going to recognize who this is.
Okay,
caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Kim Stevens, how are you? Russ Casper
I'm
here.
Doing great, Russ. Thank you. How are you doing?
Good. It's always good to work with you. I got a text here from Cindy Casey, and she was telling me about some of the cool things that they're going to be serving down there. I thought people might want to know what they're doing new.
Absolutely. Yep.
It says, new this year, mac and cheese dogs. I've never thought of putting macaroni and cheese on a hot dog.
I hadn't either. Come think about it.
No, but I would imagine it's going to be good. I know that, you know, my family likes to have it chopped up in their macaroni, so.
And your family is helping, is going to be running the Astro Grill out the Star Party. So it all kind of fits together. It's pretty amazing.
It really does.
They'll do a great job, too. And it's nice that they like to work till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'm getting too old for that.
She goes on in her text, it's called a Mac Dog. And then it says, our top dog with the works, pork barbecue, and cheese on a half-pound foot-long. So they got a half-pound foot-long hot dog. They also have porky nachos, brats, and the new Mac Daddy, mac and cheese with pork barbecue and barbecue sauce, souvenir hot dog festival cup. What's the souvenir hot dog festival cup? What's that?
That is a larger cup that has actually the hot dog festival logo and so it's just a special cup that they had designed for a hot dog festival.
Now, do they serve Lipitor or statin drugs with some of these things?
I can't comment on that. No, I don't think so. I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the brat sounds good to me too.
Yeah, you know, there isn't anything that came out of that tent last year that wasn't delicious.
Right.
And you know, we have so many volunteers from community organizations and businesses around downtown that they really do look forward to working in there. And they just make it such a fun environment that, you know, when you walk by, it doesn't surprise me to see them singing and dancing and, you know, kind of chanting for people to come over. And so they just know how to have a great time. So, you know, that's one of the areas that we very seldom have trouble finding volunteers for. But, you know, it just kind of raised the bar a little bit when we started working with Shoops. They have a crazy bunch of people to work with, but they're a lot of fun.
That's great. That's great. That's, and if you're having fun, it's the time goes quicker and people enjoy it more. And
absolutely.
I think I haven't heard much about the, is it Johnsonburg, the trailer there? They're not going to be there this year, are they?
No, unfortunately. Johnsonville has a focus right now on the West Coast area. So a lot of their units are on the West Coast. So but they're scheduling, it depends on where they're going to be in the United States, how close they are to us, whether or not we can score their presence here.
But you are going to have your world championship Bratgriller around, aren't you, this weekend?
Oh, absolutely. We do. We have about three of them, actually.
Yeah, I know one in particular who just loves to do this.
Oh, yes. And it is the one that has the new shirt every year?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Mr. Estes, yes. He has been, we're going to have to give him an award someday.
Right, we
for
will.
That.
Yeah.
I heard you were able to get that motocross BMX.
Yes.
Stunt bike place here.
Real Encounter. Yes. It is it's called Real Encounter Outreach, and they're from Missouri, and they have participated on America's Got Talent. In fact, they actually moved on. They were voted to move on. However, because they had another commitment, they were unable. They had to withdraw. But, oh my goodness, I used them at another event that I helped organize, and it was the most incredible thing I think I have ever seen. Very exciting. As a mother, you want to tell them to park that thing and
don't break any more arms.
Yeah, yeah, right. And I want to say to all those little kids, don't try this at home.
But you know they will.
Oh my goodness, yes. But you know, that is something that just thrills the kids and the adults alike. But you know, they have such a great story and testimony after their show that when I used them before, not one person walked away. We had probably 3,000 people standing around, and they're just so captivating. And I would encourage you, they're going to be competing twice on Friday, or competing, having a show twice on Friday and three times on Saturday. So please take some time to get down there and just watch the incredible skill. And these are not young men either. I mean, they're not, you know, your teenage boys. So they're grown men who do this for a living and, you know, travel all around the United States.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Anything else you want to highlight, and then I'll get off here. But
well, I think between the Ultimate Air Dogs, that is definitely something that we are excited about. It's a sport that, like I said, it's one of the fastest growing sports, but we are one of the there is one location in Indiana, and I think it's in Greenwood. It's called Canine University, I believe is the name of it, that they teach dock diving, but it's the only place in Indiana that they do that. So what we would love to do is to be able to utilize this as kind of a springboard for us to maybe start a club in this area. And it is a lot of fun. You have to come down and look and watch it. It's just watching those dogs have so much fun, and the participants as well. It's great exercise and great way to cool your dog off.
How are people cooling off if it is kind of hot and it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon? What do you recommend if it get kind of hot out there?
Well, we do have the Red Cross normally brings a misting unit that is over on the it would be on the west side of the courthouse where the Red Cross tent is. They usually have an area over there where you can come and get a little mist and some cool breeze under the trees there. But we have a couple different places that you can get into. Our merchants would love for you to come in and visit and shop with them. This is a great weekend for them as well.
Get a drink at Arnie's or
absolutely,
or at the Common or the Main Street.
Sure, absolutely.
And then are you going to keep the ponies cool?
Well, you know, they do a great job of doing that. They trade them in and out. You know, they have several that they work with, and so they'll use one for a few rounds and then trade them out for another one. So, you know, they get their rest. I know that it looks kind of like they're out there working their poor little tails off, but, you know, they do take great care of them. So I'm not too worried about them. We make sure that we have plenty of water for them, and they get them in and they put fans on them and things like that. So I think that they'll do great.
I hear that'll be over west of the gazebo.
Yes, it will be. We have our family fun zone has grown a little bit this year. We will be having Central Indiana's largest inflatable slide. It'll be 40 foot tall, 25 foot wide and 75 feet long. So, you know, we're excited to see that. It's going to be definitely something fun to and the great thing about the Family Fun Zone is that just what it says, it is for families. You don't have to be a little child to participate. They have something for everyone over there. So,
especially like the slingshot ride over to the Prairie Grass Observatory that you have.
Exactly, yes. Not sure what that one is yet.
And you're in good shape.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's great. And we'll see how it all comes together. It looks like weather's going to be in your favor. And I'm sure that hopefully the community really appreciates all the volunteer efforts. I mean, these things don't, whether it's the 4-H Fair or the Hot Dog Festival, Prairie Grass Observatory, Star Party, these things, like you say, what kills most star parties is burnout.
It does.
Burnout, and I think, like you said, all the festivals, if we can figure out ways to keep the energy up and keep delivering the promise, it does make for a pretty cool attraction. So
right, and you know, I know that a lot of people, if you've never been on the planning side of it, you may not realize how much work goes into that. But you know, we've been planning this festival for over a year. Actually, about 2 years, we've been working on some things, and you know, so that means lots of meetings and lots of conversations on the phone and emails back and forth. And I know that doesn't sound like much, but you know, I have had one situation that I've been working on for about a month and a half just to get an answer. And it is a daily thing, and I can't wait to get that checked off my list, you know? But it's just one of those things that you just have to stay on and just not letting any of those little things fall through the cracks that could be a major disappointment for your festival. So, you know, please, when you're out there, if you come and visit the festival, if you see someone in a staff or security shirt, please thank them for their efforts, or someone volunteering in the food booth, information tent, no matter where they are, they will have a lanyard on that will identify them. Please tell them thank you, because, you know, I can say it all day long, but when it comes from the community who really appreciates what they're doing, it means so much more to them.
Like, for instance, who is handling your trash this year? I know that's a very unromantic, you know, unsexy question, but, I mean, you throw lots of trash out.
Who's
doing that? Who's sweating behind the scenes and going with their golf cart down to the dumpster in an alley someplace?
You know, we were very blessed a couple years ago to partner up with the street department. Their employees are very good about volunteering to help. And for the last, I would say, 3 or 4 years, I believe they have, I mean, I don't have to worry about anything.
That in itself is huge.
Oh, my goodness. You just don't understand that, and cleaning the restrooms. You know, I know that, again, that's not a sexy thing either, but it is so important. And that's one of the things that when I go speak with other communities and talk about their festivals, the one thing I ask them is, you know, how high of a priority are clean restrooms? Because, you know, if I'm a mom of five and I'm bringing them all into the restroom, I certainly want to make sure that, you know, I can get them taken care of and get out of there without having to worry about, you know, a mess. And I'll tell you, it is amazing to me how nasty people can be. But that is one of the things that, you know, you have to pay attention to. You have to know that the people that are on top of that are going to stay on top of it, and you don't have to worry about it.
Well, hats off to, you say that it's the street department then?
Yes, the Frankfort Street Department. You know, we have great partners in the police and fire department are helping us out, the street department, the parks department. I mean, we just have, I hope I haven't left anyone out, but, you know, we have had great partnerships with all of them, and, you know, it just, we couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, because you don't have a nose that you can twitch.
I wish I did sometimes, but no, I don't.
It has to start and end somewhere. All
it
right,
does.
Thank you.
Thanks, Russ.
All right. We're going to take a break right now. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, who's in Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes the best windows in your home are the ones you don't even notice? Windows that don't stick. Windows that don't have cold air rushing in around them. They don't rattle in the wind or remind you how bad they are when you get your energy bill. The best windows in your house don't fog between the panes either. Have quiet enjoyment of your beautiful new windows from the window experts at Welty Custom Exteriors, serving all of Central Indiana from 800-466-7231. Welty Custom Exteriors.
Isn't it strange that Google, the company that virtually owns every single move you make on the internet, advertises on radio? GEICO, the insurance outfit run by Warren Buffett, a guy who rarely makes stupid investments, purchases an obscene amount of radio ads. HomeAdvisor, Hotwire, Hulu, Netflix, Angie's List, Zillow, Hotels.com, Amazon, Priceline, and Wayfair all advertise on mass reach radio. These are companies that exist only on the internet. What do they know that you don't? While internet-targeted advertising can be useful, it's weak at establishing new customers. For new customers, they turn to mass reach media like radio. They know if the customer knows you before they need you, you get the click more often. This doesn't mean internet advertising is wrong, flawed, or useless. Quite the contrary. It's a perfectly viable way to advertise. But if someone tells you to throw all your advertising on the internet, tell them you will, just as soon as Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Larry Page do the same.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Hi, I'm Michelle with Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where you can surround yourself with the things you love. Antiques, home decor, and much more. We can help turn your house into a home. Walk into a simpler time of candles, home accents, furniture, and more, all in a warm atmosphere. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, the aroma of home. Half block west of the Frankfort Square on Clinton Street. And remember to always surround yourself with the people and the things you love.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and Clinton County Daily News.com. Our studio guest is Frankfort Main Street Executive Director Kim Stevens. And we've been talking about the 25th Hot Dog Festival that happens this Friday and Saturday in downtown Frankfort. You know, Kim, earlier you had mentioned the fact that you'd planned a lot of special things. This is being the 25th. What are some of those special things that you guys have got planned and going for this weekend?
Well, we certainly are bringing back some of the things that have become kind of a staple, which is, you know, we have a senior talent show that is on Friday, as well as a Frankfort's Got Talent. You know, we have people that come in every year. They can't wait to participate. And that's a great way for us to kind of open the door for folks to get involved in the festival in a different kind of way. And what we found is a lot of those people who participate in the talent shows will then come back and say, man, I had so much fun. How can I get involved? And so they may become a volunteer, and who knows what, you know, what might happen a couple years down the line. But, you know, we have, like I said, the Ultimate Air Dog. That is probably one of the most exciting things that I think, personally, that we're bringing. The fact that we have Kyle Cook coming back, I think that he's excited to be here. We have certainly had a lot of traffic on our social media. Both when he posted, and then, you know, when people share, it sounds like I have a lady that is coming from Colorado to see Kyle Cook. We have a Wisconsin couple, Tennessee. I mean, we have people from all over the United States that are heading here. We have participants in the 5K Bun Run and Walk that are from out of the state. In fact, I will tell you, when we did a count about a week ago, more than half of the people, only about a third of the people were from Clinton County that were participating. So that's exciting because we've never seen that before. We've always had a few people from outside of the county, but you know, this year we have quite a few that are coming that are not from Clinton County, which tells me that, you know, we've, for whatever reason, you know, whether it's because it's the 25th or it's, you know, the ultimate air dog, they participate all over the United States and Canada. So there are some folks coming here for that very reason. So while they're here, they're going to go ahead and do the bun run as well, or some of the other events. So that to me is that's saying that we're doing something right. The other thing is, you know, with the real encounters, that's something that we've had some BMX bike stunt shows before, but we've never had a motor stunt show. So that is exciting to me. And, you know, we have our street vaulting. And my understanding is this is one of the qualifying events for them to go on to the state fair to participate. So, you know, every year that has been a popular event and it draws several people, and you don't have to be, you know, a high schooler pole vaulter to participate. You know, we have some seniors that are participating as well. You know, it's just, we have the moon buggy races, which Spaceport Indiana is doing that, and they're going to set up a course that will simulate the moon, you know, taking a ride in a moon buggy, which is a four-wheeled self-propelled bicycle. So they'll be going over that course, and that should be a lot of fun to watch and see. And so, you know, we bringing back our great vendors and our food, and you know, it's just a great community event.
Right. You and I were talking during the break that, you know, you always wonder if, well, gee, did we leave something out? Well, the problem is you don't have a whole lot of room left over to go play with anymore, do you?
No, we don't. You know, and you know, we have our Bowser Bash car show that's on Saturday, and the RC Derby, and every year, this is the fourth year for the RC Derby, and that continues to grow, and it's just amazing to me how many people, or how much time and energy people put into their little remote control cars, and, you know, they get awards for, you know, I don't know exactly what all the categories are because that's not something that I'm familiar with, but it was exciting to watch that, you know, and the neat thing about it is you don't have to be an adult to do that either, but you can be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I know one of the things that I noticed that has really improved over the last several years is the fact your musical acts have gotten a lot more, I would say, bigger name type things, and I think that's something you guys have really wanted to do and strive towards doing.
Having the two different stages has definitely, it's a little nerve-wracking simply because one stage is hard to manage by itself. And the unfortunate thing is we can't get everybody who wants to be on there on there.
Right.
So we have to manage that very closely. And I will tell you, Friday and Saturday, it's pretty packed. There's very little time that there's not something going on. So we decided that the main, I don't want to say the main because they're all the main, the headliners for the evening, the Kyle Cook and the Kentucky Headhunters, will be on a stage in front of Prairie Creek Park on Washington Street. The concert is free. However, we do have some limited reserve seating. And if you would like to have a seat, it is $10, and you can go online and order a VID ticket. And basically what that ticket does, it allows you to sit in one of the 300 chairs that we have. Otherwise, you're welcome to bring your own lawn chair and or stand, whatever you want to do, and watch the concert. So the concert is free. The only fee is if you want a reserved seat.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's okay.
I was going to say, everybody tells me, I've never seen or heard the Kentucky Headhunters. Everybody tells me how great they are. I'm going to find out, hopefully this weekend, just how good they really are. So
Well, I will tell you, I have not seen them live. However, I have several peers that I work with in the festival world that have had them, and they say that they are an incredible act. Mm-hmm. Very nice to work with. One of the easiest. I mean, they are a well-known group. I mean, they've won many, many awards. And, you know, it's just – it's pretty exciting to have a group of that caliber coming to the Hot Dog Festival. But, you know, we also have we have a gentleman. His name is Daniel Lusk. He's going to be – he's a magician who has been voted the best magician in Indianapolis for the past 3 years. And I have known Daniel for probably about 10 years now, seen him at the convention several times. And I'm telling you, he is incredible. When he walks up to you, and he may just be talking to you, so he's going to be roaming around the festival on Saturday. And I will tell you, within 5 minutes, he'll have a crowd around him that's unbelievable.
Okay.
But he does have a show that he's going to start on Saturday evening at 8:30. And, you know, it's a great family-oriented show. He will be very entertaining. He's a comedian as well. So, you know, you won't want to miss that. And then we have the Mexican dancing that's going to be on Friday evening that everybody loves, their dresses and their outfits. They just do such a phenomenal job. And so, you know, lots of great things happening. It's just you want to be all places at the same time and you can't. So
that's right.
You got to spread out a little.
You wanted to mention the website for the events.
Yes. The Clinton County Chamber has a site called clintoncounty.events. And it is a calendar of events for different festivals and things coming up. You know, so we have the Old Hickory Days will be coming up early in August. And then later in August, we will have the Rossville Summer's End Festival. And then in September, I know that the Chamber has Around the World in 18 Holes, their golf tourney that they're going to be going with. So, and then, of course, we get into fall, and then that opens another.
Yeah, with the Hispanic Heritage Festival, and then we also have Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest, then trick-or-treat on the square.
First two weekends, and then trick-or-treat on the square.
It's a busy time. We don't have time to.
You're getting back towards Christmas time.
It'll be Christmas. And
I'm not ready for that yet.
Well, I know. I'm not ready for that one yet either.
Yeah, okay. So. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No. Just thank you so much for letting us come on and share about the festival.
Not a problem.
Out and enjoy it.
I plan to, and best of luck to you on your 25th, and hopefully everything works the way you want it to.
Oh, it'll be great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Kim. Greatly appreciate it. Mm-hmm. It's going to wrap it for the show today. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Everybody have a great day. Take good care of yourselves. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.